A road management consultant, Godfred Achiadakwa, says the solution to the carnage on the roads is for drivers to be taken through qualitative education training. Mr. Achiadakwa, who is CEO of Road Safety Transportation and Consultancy, said a recent World Bank Danida-sponsored training for 30,000 commercial drivers in five regions of the country has contributed largely to a reduction in road accident cases. The drivers were from the Greater Accra, Bunuafo, Eastern, Central and Ashanti regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Achiadakwa called for the remaining regions to be covered to ensure total success.
If you want to solve the road traffic issue, road carnage, the only way of doing it is through qualitative, scientific and progressive education and training for drivers. If you do that, you make sure the accident will reduce to an acceptable limit. When you say accident is reduced to an acceptable limit, vehicles will get damaged, but human beings will not sustain any injury and then go dead. I think what we can do is to embark upon a training that I came up with a whole model, and the model is called driving management science. And the driving management science that attracted these two organizations to our select us is to train drivers in successive manner, progress, to go to driving management science professional basic A, part 1 and B, and to then go to driving management science intermediate A and B, then driving management science advanced A, B, C, before we go to Cape Coast University to read the diploma course that we have designed for the university. And when drivers go through this, everything is geared towards road safety, traffic psychology, and then things about the traffic and traffic management operations and all that, and traffic accountants and all that. So I designed the program. I caught the eye of World Bank and then Danida, and then they sponsored, they said we should go ahead and train. So they gave us 30,125 to train last year from April to, they were even talking about by the close of the end in the year 2015. But we did this training and we trained 38,225, meaning that we exceeded the number they said we should train by over 8,000 people. And it was not our making. The fact is, there were so many people that want training, but they are not getting it. There are so many GPI2 drivers up there. But you see, this training covers some few districts. For example, Eastern Region, they pick only 11 districts. Bunga-Afo, 8 districts. Greater Accra, 28 districts. And Central Region, also 11 districts. But when you look at them, there are so many districts more than the numbers they chose. As a result, what happened was that you have trained just a few. But they were using it as a testing to see that what are the training that we are going to give to these drivers will have positive effect on Ghanaian economy. If there's no accident, if there's no death, if there's no injury, or it's reduced, it means that the $1.65 million that Ghana spent on road safety will not be spent. We government can use it for other important things. And also, most of the youth die through accident occurrences. But when we do this training, we are going to reduce people, the number of people dying will be reduced.